God has already started in America, and America is going to fall. And one of the problems is, think about this, America's had denominational religion for 250 years. Look at the fruit of it. Look at this culture. More sexual perversion, more pornography, more abortion, more swill out of Hollywood, more idolatry in the culture. What we need to do is get back to Jesus Christ and His Word, His truth, His ways.
It's like a lot of that stuff you just described is in the churches too, isn't it?
It is. The church, the problem is, you're right, sir. The problem is the churches have merged with the world rather than be separate.
Isn't that right?
And that's what we're calling people to do, is come out separate from the culture. This festival might not seem real sinful, okay? Food, no, nothing sinful with food. Here's the problem. Festivals and sports and politics and entertainment and media, what it does is it builds up in your life and it sweeps you away. Jesus said in the days of Noah, before he comes, it will be like it was in the days of Noah. He says they're eating, drinking, and marrying. Now let's think about that. Is eating sinful? Not unless you overeat. Is drinking sinful? We all have to drink some food or drink water, right? Is marrying sinful? No, God ordained that. It wasn't the eating, the drinking, and the marrying that's sinful. Their focus was the eating, the drinking, the marrying. They're not focused on God and Jesus Christ. They're being swept away by the things of the flesh. This is why I speak against the festivals, is it's distracting people. I could walk in a circle right now and preach out loud. I did it 4 times yesterday. We were here street preaching all day yesterday, asking anybody if they fear God. You know, no one out of thousands of people told me they fear God. The Bible says fear God to being in the wisdom. The culture doesn't fear God anymore. That's why the wrath is coming. It's blamed by the modern pastors. It's also blamed by people not understanding and knowing what the Word of God says. And my website is there designed to help people for free. Don'tperish.com. All kinds of articles. You got my contact info. If I can encourage you to go deeper, Judgment Day is coming. Don't live as part of this culture. Don't live as part of man-made Sunday religion. Follow Christ. Noah had to stand alone.
And it's Matthew 6:33.
Yes, very good.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen, sir.
Anything I put before God can be an idol.
Amen. And that's why we warn people about this, because most people's lives are filled up with sports, politics, festivals, holidays that are pagan, and God is not being Matthew 22 loved first most in all of His way, all of our ways. Yes. Amen. That's true. Satan has a way. His grips are deep in the culture, and he has a way. He's broken it down. I was out here preaching yesterday. Here's one for you. God's people have always lived separate than the culture around them. Think about that. How they act, how they talk, how they dress, what they did with their lives. They always lived separate. Look at American culture, churchianity today. It mingled right with the world. That proves to you it's not of God. It's not holy and set apart for God. It's been corrupted by Satan. He's brought all these things together, and the churches have joined in with it, and the only way to be holy is to be separate and come out from among all those things. So that's my website's designed to do, to help people so they'll study, go deeper in God's Word, repent, come out, be separate from the judgment that's coming. Look around, thousands of people. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. Few of these people will be in heaven. Most will be in the damnation. We're trying to call people so they'll repent and change and find that.
The road is narrow, isn't it, sir?
It is narrow, straight and narrow.
You have a great day.
Let me know I can help you. God be praised. We love you. Lifting up King Jesus today.